From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Scotch Hollow. Coming up on Red Barn Radio. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Does your mama know what you're saying to me? Can she perceive how bad a girl could be? Yes, dear, I know what I'm gonna do. Go on and spend the night and wrap up you. Oh, I ain't doing no trying, I'll just leave it all up to you. How this night ends all depends on you.
Well, I ain't doing no trying, I'll just leave it all up to you.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Donald Mason, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 480th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes an acoustic roots band that teams down-home Delta blues with good old-fashioned country twang. This musical duo met at Berklee College of Music, and their musical chemistry was immediate. Please welcome Scotch Hollow to the Red Barn stage.
Driving on down that little dirt road. Yeah, yeah. All right. Feels good. Thank you. gonna loosen my load. I'm gonna loosen up my load. Driving on down that road. Driving on down that little dirt road. Swing my hips after I take a big old hit. I'm gonna swing my hips after I take a big old hit.
Thank you all very much.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Donald Mason speaking with Scotch Hollow. Here's Donald.
Well, good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio.
Thank you for having us. Very happy to be here.
So we've got Mark on vocals, steel, guitar, and acoustic. And we've got Carly doing those vocals, fitting right in. Let's start from the beginning where Scotch Hollow actually got created at Berkeley, up in the Bean Town of Boston.
Well, he likes to say I tried to seduce him by getting to write music with me. Wow. But that's not actually how it went down. I had a school project that I needed a guitar player for.
We're married, by the way.
Yeah. So it
worked out in the end. She wanted to do the school project, and we did music together. And, you know, that's the kind of funny, joking side of it. But the true side of it is we did this project together, and I remember specifically when she sent me back the files, I did the guitar. I did it in my room and then emailed it to her, modern technology.
Mm-hmm.
And then she emailed it back, and I remember opening the file and listening to it and just being, like, blown away by her vocals, just being like, wow. I got hooked right then, and then we just kept making music after that, and here we sit.
We played a little bit in Boston. We actually moved to Nashville for a little bit, but of course he got tendonitis as soon as we moved there, so we couldn't really play. We kind of also wanted a change of scenery, so we moved to Chicago, which is where we've been for the past 7 years. And so this current run has been going for about 2 years now, I would say.
Oh, no. We just released our CD in June.
Okay.
And then it's been about a year going on promoting and touring for the CD.
Yeah.
Well, we are the ones, we are the ones, we are the ones who's gonna pull that curtain down. We are the ones, we are the ones, we are the ones who's gonna pull that curtain down. It's on, devil by God, don't stop that rock and roll. Don't wait, don't hesitate to get written down in your soul. It's on, devil by God, don't stop that rock and roll. Don't wait, don't hesitate to get written down in your soul. We are the ones, we are the ones. spin and a wicked grin, and around we go. No speech like a cheap induction to the mold. Full spin and a wicked grin, and around we go. Get the rhythm down in your soul. It's on, devil by gone. Don't stop that rock and roll. Don't wait, don't hesitate. Get the rhythm down in your soul. We are the ones. We are the ones. We are the ones who's gonna pull that curtain down. We are the ones. We are the ones. We are the ones who's gonna
curtain down. So now you all are in Kansas City?
Yep.
Correct.
Yep. So that goes back to Carly's roots.
Yep.
And then Mark got started in Pennsylvania at the very beginning of your total musical life. Mm-hmm. Of course, Kansas City, deeply rooted in jazz and blues. And then you go to Chicago, which also has that blues connection too, but that's just the bustling city that music is breeding. So what are some of these subtle differences in these big music towns, but yet all of them have their own personality?
Chicago had a lot to offer in terms of diversity. And what's cool about a city that has 3 million people in it, any night of the week you can go out and see folk music or rock or this or that. Versus, you know, the smaller towns, they definitely have what they're known for. Like Kansas City, like you said, Charlie Parker and the Bird. And so that's basically where I got my fundamental love for music, was through that stuff. But Boston was eclectic. I mean, that was a reality check for both of us.
Just moved straight from the woods of Pennsylvania to a big city.
Yeah, and that's probably like why we kind of sought each other out, because both of us like love the blues and country and roots music, and it's like, okay, all right, fine, we can hang, and we like it. But not to say it wasn't cool learning about, you know, world music and all of it's amazing.
There's a huge variety of music we were introduced to and were around being up there in Boston specifically. Mm-hmm. It was pretty amazing being able to do that and just meet, you know, musicians from all different walks of life and all different styles, and just, you know, be able to sit and sort of celebrate your differences but also realize your similarities too. So it was nice.
And this past summer we had the chance, he and I both personally, to go to the South really for the first time, like Alabama, Florida, Louisiana,
Mississippi.
That really hit home for us.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
That type of music was born there, you know, and they play it on National Public Radio, one of their stations, all day. They stream it all day.
Mm-hmm. We got to stay in an antebellum mansion. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, pre-antebellum, I should say.
Yeah.
A lot of culture, a lot of different things, and it was just, it's always fun to see something new.
Hey now, baby, tell me what's wrong. You better quit your jiving, talking the way you do. Oh, my Kansas City pepper is hot like chili stew. Ooh, my Kansas City pepper is hot like chili stew. She'll make you feel so bad, there's no telling what she'll do. You better dig a hole and move yourself on the ground.
So you were kind of on the mend when you were in Chicago. Did you get to play before you got out? Did you get back up, or was it mainly just kind of taking that easy and getting a change of scenery and then mixing it up?
I eventually got out and played once I got amends. I started playing with some other people, you know, met some people, played around in a few different groups, and eventually we decided to get this back together.
After lots of acupuncture.
Yeah. This band has taken a few different turns. We've tried a couple style changes and things in there. And during the tendonitis, I still wrote on the computer. I wrote a bunch of music which sort of fit this style, although it sounded very strange coming through the computer. But the meat and potatoes was still there. I realized I had a whole like catalog songs for this whole rootsy kind of bluesy thing. And we started doing it again once I healed. And now we're kind of hooked on it. It's a lot of fun to play and very accessible by many different types of people. As a guitar player, it's a fun style to play too.
Well, here's a little ditty by Hambone Willie. He had a bottleneck and six strings in the city. He had no friends, clean clothes, a piece of food. Society's orders and sit there picking on the street corner, singing his songs and hoping for a dime or two.
Oh,
corner. Can ride the bus or get your pizza ordered, and Hambone Willie will be there picking a few.
So that was a feel-good song, Hambone Willie. Is there a story behind Hambone Willie?
We lived in Boston. I lived in a neighborhood called Alston. And there's this homeless guy from Jamaica. His name is Mr. Butch. Mr. Butch.
He was famous.
I mean, I remember my roommate's dad knew Mr. Butch when he lived in that neighborhood, you know. And everybody knows Mr. Butch, and he was a nice guy. Everybody loved him. He was just a character of the neighborhood. He brought a certain, you know, quirkiness to the area. I talked to some people, and they told me that Mr. Butch informed them, you know, that he was happy living on that street corner. You know, he bounced around and from place to place, but, you know, he was happy being where he was at. And he didn't have any of the luxuries that we have, but he was still happy, and I found that intriguing. Because I feel like, you know, me and a lot of people are always chasing that something that you can't quite get, and it seemed like he had it. Like, it was loosely inspired by him, although I changed the character name and he was a guitar player and all that.
So the blues can sort of be happy.
Down by the creek side, I saw that thing, you know. It winked its big eye and took right off. Down by the creek side, way out in the snow. Down by the creek side, oh, long time ago, there was this guy I knew. Went toe to toe, with something big. Down by the creek side, there was no way to know what ripped out his life, oh, I.
Next, I'm going to do a little instrumental ditty that I call Squirrel Gravy, inspired by my great uncle Buddy, who lives down by the Land Between the Lakes area on the border of Kentucky and Tennessee. I came to visit him one day, and he was shooting squirrels out his back window, sending his dog down to pick them up and bring them back up, and he was stocking up for the winter, is what he told me. And then he proceeded to tell me a very intricate recipe for squirrel gravy. So this next one's inspired by that. Thank you.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Scotch Hollow, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Scotch Hollow after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
Haven't seen.
Down and I'm broken, yes, it's plain to see. I won't keep company over misery. Please, that missed word, or show some sympathy. I can't seem to break this mess.
How's it gonna be?
It's how it's gonna be. It's how it's gonna be. It's how.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Scotch Hollow. This is Red Barn Radio.
Thank you.
all your other songs? Do you have stories to them, or are you just kind of, just like many songwriters, they come and go? And we were talking earlier about how many song skeletons there probably are across the world. I mean, they're stacking up. Luckily, they are carbon free.
I have a bunch that are finished, but just kind of like they never made it to the front. And songwriting is very much like fishing because sometimes it's, you know, we say that we write it and we do it, but sometimes, and I'm sure a lot of other artists will tell you this, you feel like it just kind of appears and you're just there luckily to grab it, or it bites on your line and you manage to hook it and reel it to the bank. Yeah, there's been some that have been there and I've just been nowhere near any place where I could jot it down, and I know it's going to go, and I'm just, well, that's how it works.
You came from, as you said, the woods of Pennsylvania. And
my older sister played some music, and she's an artist, and she does a lot of pottery. Got a lot of my artistic sense from her, I think, but I've always been artistic my whole life. I can find old comic books I've drawn from when I was in second grade, you know. I've just always been creating stories or drawing pictures or writing songs, you know. And music just became the medium that which I excelled at the best, and which I feel at most home.
But your dad definitely played.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay, yeah, my dad definitely played guitar at home, and like he just strum chords and sang songs and stuff like that, but I'm the first one to go out and try and make a living from it. It was more his hobby.
Well, please, Mr. Baker, let me make this very clear. I'm just a poor boy living year by year. Ain't no good at nothing much except playing this guitar. Give me a nickel and I'll fill up this bar.
Well, I've been traveling many a mile on this dusty road. While city streets and traffic beeps, now I call my home. Well, I've been going on and on, I'm good at what I do. All the people wanna give me work, but they don't wanna pay me to. Well, I've seen people running around,
trying to make it near and far.
It's always just an indie race, no matter where you are. Don't need no riches,
just songs that I play. And I'll take it slow, nope, I don't, and I live it every day. Please, Mr. Baker, let me make this very clear. I'm just a poor boy living year by year. Ain't no good at nothing much to playing this guitar. Give me a nickel and I'll fill up this bar.
Boys, I'll tell you what,
it's hard, yes it's hard,
to be a full-time picker playing at the bar. Help those people down and out,
rise to their feet.
But the man who gets all the cash, he's greedy and he's cheap.
Please, Mr. Baker, let me make this very clear. I'm just a poor boy living year by year. Ain't no good at nothing much except playing this guitar. Well, give me a nickel and I'll fill up this bar. Please, Mr. Baker, let me make this very clear. Just a poor boy living year by year. Oh, ain't no good at nothing much except playing this guitar. Oh, give me a nickel and I'll fill up this bar.
It doesn't matter where I go
or where I'll be.
I'll always be a picker. Oh, that's life for me. You can't ever replace what's beating in my heart. I was born this way, sir.
I've known it from the start. Well, please, Mr. Baker, let me make this very clear. Well, I'm just a poor boy living year by year. Ain't no good at nothing much to playing this guitar. Well, give me a nickel and I'll fill up this bar.
First, he was wondering why I wasn't going to do something that was going to make me money, but, you know, I had to, you know, earn my keep and show him that I was serious about it, and once I did that, he was fully supportive.
He grew up, you know, listening to Johnny Cash and Merle and, like, all those outlaw country guys. Whereas my parents, Rolling Stones, the Beatles, you know, like rock and roll. And my parents were in a band, actually still are in a band, not full-time, not professionally, but for fun, since 1979. The original Deftones with a Z. So I think we both grew up in pretty, you know, dynamic households, but my brother's in music and it's in my blood. My grandpa was an opera singer. I think you need to give your dad more credit for giving you your little twangy country.
Yeah, a little bit. But my sister also threw in the blues too. She definitely strapped me down. I was like, you have to listen to this now. And she made me a mixtape, and she put it in my car, and she says, keep this and listen to it and make sure you study it. So thank goodness.
Your guitar strap implies you are a metalhead, I think.
Oh, yeah, I still am. I still like metal and certain old school punk rock, but, you know.
You can't let that guitar strap go. I don't know. It's like.
If it works, don't fix it.
Or replace it. We know
something,
what you're saying.
Something like that.
That's my, yeah. I'm never good at those things.
So you have opera in your blood, literally. Who are some of your vocalists that you kind of aspire to or try to get some
of
your stuff
nowadays,
from?
I just love, like, since we're doing more blues stuff, you know, like Susan Tedeschi is a big influence, Bonnie Raitt, you know, Eva Cassidy, yes. You know, those types of girls, but, you know, Aretha Franklin, and I loved jazz also, of course, like Ella and Sarah Vaughan, and I loved the Dixie Chicks. I mean, I sang a lot of country growing up, Trisha Yearwood, I don't know, I mean, I was born in 84, I was in the 90s, I have a lot of mixed influences. I had Henry Rollins going, and you name it, I was listening to it. Chant, choir stuff, weird, just weird. But is that the question? I rant, I ramble, I don't know.
Thank you.
This is a song about three of my favorite things in life. Except just not right now, because I think my mom's listening. So after I leave, these are my three favorite things in life. This is called The Whiskey, Weed, and Women Blues.
Like she doesn't know.
Mama, oh daddy gonna buy a whiskey steel. Oh pay no mind, mama, oh daddy gonna buy a whiskey steel. We don't need no cocaine. We won't even take no pills.
The Jim, Jack, and James done gone straight to your brain. Your own name.
Well, you're a fine looking woman. Well, come with me in my back room.
I don't think so. No.
Well, that's what they all say.
No, no, no.
Well, you're a fine looking woman. Well, come with me. It's late in the springtime, and your flower is in full bloom. Fresh off the vine like honeydew. Oh, I've got that sweet leaf, baby. Oh, fresh off the vine like honeydew. Let's me and you get faded to the bottom of a bitch's brew.
Well, the whiskey, the weed, the women gone to your head. I said the whiskey, the weed, the women gone to your head.
One thing before I let y'all go, we have to talk about the guitar.
This is one of those stories where I think, you know, most musicians have this story where I walked into the music shop and it was on the wall and I love it. It's, and there's like that connection. And you're like, I really want that instrument. And partially because it was in my price range. Because the other one was way more expensive. But I saw it there and I was like, man, yeah, I want that guitar. It's just, you know, just one of those little voices inside said, yes, you're going to get that. I was going to take a credit card out just to get it because I was in college and I was, you know, very poor. Couldn't afford it, but I was going to, and I never had a credit card out in my life, but I was going to open one just so I could get this guitar. I didn't care. Thankfully, my grandmother decided, said, you know, you pay me instead of paying a credit card company and I'll get it for you. And needless to say, I never paid her back because I couldn't. I started to, and it kind of drifted away. And
thanks, Mimi.
It's definitely been my main instrument, my secret weapon, and it served me well. It's probably one of the best gifts I've been given.
I'd like to thank our guests, Mark and Carly, Scotch Hollow, for being with us tonight here on Red Barn Radio. Also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. One more time, let's hear it for Scotch Hollow.
Thank you all very much. We're Scotch Hollow. Have a good night.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Mark and Carly, Scotch Hollow, for being with us tonight. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.